The British government is trying to stop violent extremism before it happens with a program called Prevent. This year, it became a legal obligation for teachers, doctors, nurses, anyone in the public sector to report their students or patients if they see something suspicious. But civil libertarians worry that it's creating a culture of fear and alienation among British Muslims. NPR's Leila Fadel sent this report.
Mohammed Farouk was reading a book for his postgraduate counterterrorism studies in the library of Staffordshire University this spring.
I was reading that in the university and I was kind of quizzed by two ladies. They were quizzing me on my views, ISIS, what do you think of Al-Qaeda? And at the time, what I thought was just normal questions.
But the two university employees then reported him as a potential terrorist and the university started an investigation.
When they complained that there's a bearded Asian man reading a book on terrorism, a potential threat in the back of the library.
Prevent is described as an intervention program for Britons susceptible to being pulled into extremism. If teachers or doctors report suspicious behavior, the individual is referred to a panel, which includes police officers. That group decides whether to refer the person on to an education program intended to stop them from going down the wrong path. The government has been cagey about details of the Prevent program and how it works. But some material said to be a training video has been leaked by a Muslim rights group.
So what about terrorism? After all, that too is a crime. If we could identify the circumstances that move an individual to commit a terrorist act, if we could discuss and deal with those issues, could we take away the potential for that crime to be committed?
But the Prevent program has been condemned as a means of spying on and targeting the Muslim community in the United Kingdom. The strongest criticism comes from the nurses, doctors, and teachers who are now legally obliged to report suspicious behavior. Alex Kenny teaches at a majority Muslim school in East London.
Whether by accident or design, this strategy and the way it's being rolled out is targeting Muslim students.
He says parents are afraid their kids will get taken away and students are scared they'll be reported to police if they speak openly about sensitive topics.
If they're not able to discuss these things openly and freely, that it stifles debate and ultimately it leads young people to going elsewhere to have these discussions to some very dark places.
It's not that the broader idea of prevention is unhelpful. A handful of nations report success stories from similar programs, says Peter Newman, a counterterrorism expert at King's College in London.
In principle, reaching out to communities is a very good idea.
He says parts of the Prevent program in the UK are good, like community outreach designed to help vulnerable youths find their place in society. But he says that the Prevent program has been degraded by the involvement of the security services.
When Prevent is about turning people into spies, it usually tends to get rejected by communities. When it is about empowering people and about mobilizing communities, making communities stronger, it usually is actually quite popular.
Britain's Home Office or Interior Ministry, which runs the program, declined to let NPR attend training sessions for Prevent or its education program. But we did speak to Kalsoom Bashir. She's the co-director of the counter-extremism group Inspire. She helps train public sector employees on how to spot at-risk youth and refer them to Prevent.
Our work is mainly around working with Muslim communities and training staff to recognize the potential of vulnerable individuals being drawn into extremist rhetoric.
She says the goal is to help any vulnerable person before they commit a crime. Leila Fadel, NPR News, London.